Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On the grid, filling in for Craig Mish today. I'm Mike Blewett, going to be joined by Davis Maddock. And Davis, it's that time of year where confluence of sports. We're dealing with NFL free agency on a run-up to the draft. We're dealing with opening day, which is just 7 days away. We're in the middle of March Madness. A full NBA game slate's going on today. So it's that time of year where we're juggling a lot of different things. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing great. Yeah, but you are definitely right. There are a lot of balls in the air right now. We have, the WGC match play going on in golf, spring training. We have the draft coming up. Guys have their pro days happening. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow. You know, just a crazy amount of things to pay attention to. And that's not even to mention that we are right smack in the middle of, you know, March Madness, the biggest college basketball tournament, one of the biggest TV events of the year. So yeah, just so much stuff going on, and we'll try and give everyone a little taste of that today here on Fantasy Sports Today.
Yeah, we will cover as much as we can, like Davis said. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid, on Instagram at SportsGrid TV. But let's get to it on the diamond first. We'll start with a little bit of baseball news, if for no other reason, Davis, that everybody held their collective breath when Fernando Tatis had to leave the field yesterday. He's been dealing with a minor shoulder issue for years, according to manager Jace Tingler, but he walked off the field yesterday fairly gingerly. Seems like the tests will be okay long term, but still not what fantasy owners and Padres fans wanted to see.
No, not what you want to hear. Definitely not the news you want heading into a fantasy baseball draft, because what do, right? If you have the number two pick, number three pick, number four pick, and Tatis starts to slip a little bit, I mean, do you take him? Do you take the risk? And you know, Tatis missing a month, missing 2 weeks, is still probably amongst the best players in fantasy baseball, but just definitely not what you want to hear. I mean, these spring training injuries, especially on the pitcher side, it's just we don't want to hear any of these. They're totally miserable.
Yeah, he had a hard slide into home plate a couple of weeks ago, which caused the Padres to sit him for 6 days. It appears he may have aggravated the injury there. According to Tingler, he's managed it well throughout the years. He's got a good feel for it, disciplined with treatment and everything else. They're just going to have to stay on top of it. And I don't know that you'll see much of him before opening day. Another injury, as you're talking about, the pitching injuries are brutal. Zach Gallen has a hairline fracture in his right forearm. And Davis, if there is not yet another exhibit or example as to why we have to eliminate pitchers from hitting, the reason Gallen is injured, he was practicing bunting off a pitching machine.
Oh, I mean, just don't even get me started. I took Zach Gallen in the third round of my main event that I did with Sammy Reed and Nate Noling. Had that over on the Takecast, which you can find on Fantasy Sports Radio. Man, I mean, just what an absolute brutal annoyance this is. And if I didn't hate No DH in the National League before. I just could not hate it anymore right now. Get rid of it. And I know there are complex, labor negotiation reasons for all this stuff to happen, but just bring me the DH. Absolutely no one, literally not one person wants to watch pitchers hit anymore. We need the DH.
He was finished 3-2 last year, 2.75 ERA and 82 Ks in 72 innings. Excuse me. He finished ninth in the NL Cy Young Award. And he was quoted. He said, "It's definitely frustrating considering I'm an advocate for the DH. I get paid to pitch. That's kind of how I look at it. It comes along with the job. I play in the National League. You have to hit, you have to bunt. You have to do those certain things." So obviously bad news there. A couple of other pitching injuries, which we may get to a little bit later. Let's turn it over to Hoops. We had no KD, no Kyrie, but no problem for James Harden. He 116-112 victory in Portland last night, and he goes for 27. He goes for 25 and 17 assists along with 7 rebounds. Jeff Green had 20. Nick Claxton pitched in with 16. I was doing in-game live last night following that game the whole way, and Harden's a machine. I'll ask a question after this, but Harden just an absolute machine.
Yeah, total machine. I mean, they're getting some good minutes from Nick Claxton, getting some good minutes from Jeff Green. Bruce Brown has been playing really well. Joe Harris actually had been scoring very efficiently for them over the last couple weeks, but was it kind of a non-factor in that game. But I mean, beating a tough Portland team, squeaking that one out, I mean, I can't say a bad word about James Harden right now. And he really is playing himself into this MVP conversation because LeBron is banged up, Embiid is banged up. I was looking at it yesterday. I mean, Kevin Durant has played 19 games. Kyrie keeps taking games off. I really think there's definitely a scenario that plays out for James Harden to win MVP for sure.
I think you're right. Jokic is in the lead right now as far as the odds are concerned, but those things have been moving as players have gotten injured with Embiid and LeBron, as you stated. Tough situation for Portland last night is that game was gangbusters from the start. It was a 41-37 first quarter. I thought that thing was going to fly over, but Portland pretty much cooled off in the second half, notably. Lillard 3-of-14 from three, McCollum 4-of-12 from three. So they just could not keep the scoring pace. Neither team shot that well from three. Nets only shot 30%, but still get the win because of guys like Nick Claxton and Jeff Green pitching in.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Claxton has actually kind of been a revelation for the Nets. He's been really the best center on their roster. So excited to see what he do. Maybe he's a guy who has a little bit of trade value in here in the next 24 hours.
So as Davis said, the NBA trade deadline just a little over 24 hours away. We'll talk about last night's stars and some of those trade deadline deals that may happen. So it's Fantasy Sports Today. Mike Blewett, Davis Matic. I'm filling in for Craig Mish. We'll be right back with NBA talk after this.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We'll be right back. back on FST. Follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid, on Instagram at SportsGrid TV. Follow us individually. Davis is at Davis Matic. I'm at Mike Blue. We're going to bring in Brett Levy here to talk NBA. So I got a couple of questions for you guys, because I'm sitting there watching James Harden last night, and he's having a great game, controlling the action on a tough road game in Portland. And I'm not about to ask anything that nobody's thought of before, but I just, when I'm watching him, this occurs to me. There's a couple of things with him. First of all, you have to be reminded of YOLO. James Harden is the embodiment of YOLO. Am I right, Davis? The guy does what he wants to do. He doesn't look in the finest shape of anybody in the NBA, and he goes out there and controls the action. It's YOLO to me because he is not the prototype guy that you would think would be off the top of the draft board, right? But he's one of the best players in the NBA. He's one of the best players in the world. He doesn't look like it. He doesn't act like it sometimes, but it's a good reminder that for all the prototypes that we can put out there, sometimes James Harden is just the best.
Yeah, I mean, he does his thing, right? He kind of has a throwback style. He dribbles a lot, which is not really like that. That's not a big part of modern NBA offenses. They move the ball. They run a lot of screens. But James Harden, he dribbles a lot. He takes a lot of step back threes. You know, him and Luka are really the only ones that take a ton of step back threes, which is not a very efficient shot for the average player. It's very efficient for James Harden. It's very efficient for Luka Doncic. I mean, it is also, it's pretty inspiring to see James Harden out there, not in the best of shape. You know, like this is not a guy who's on his off day and getting weights up. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't need to be, you know, in peak physical human condition to rule the basketball court. Pretty inspiring stuff.
That's what I'm saying. He is inspiring. So, Brett, I'm going to ask you an even tougher question with Harden. You know, it's no secret that James likes to go to a club, right? He likes to hang out in certain types of clubs. He likes to go to all kinds of clubs. So my question is, when he's gathering a crew to go to the clubs, does Joe Harris get invited?
I mean, I hope so. That's his corner shooter, right? You got to keep your guys happy. That's how you get 17 assists. But I mean, James Harden's been fantastic in Brooklyn, to your point, Blewett. You know, we know he's a great passer. You know, he's shown it on multiple occasions in Houston, but it really has shown off here where, you know, it's double-digit assists every night on top of 20-plus points, and he's really carrying this Nets offense. Right now, he's the piece that's integrating Blake Griffin into the lineup. You mentioned no KD, no Kyrie, so they're relying on him, and it's crazy to think that he only arrived, what, 2 months ago at this point? So he's pretty new in the system as well. So, you know, it's crazy to think he's like the veteran guy bringing other people into the system right now.
Yeah, it's impressive. The Nets have gotten off to slow starts in these games where he's the only one playing, but it didn't matter. He controlled the action last night. I'll stay with you. Nikola Jokic, another triple-double last night, 28, 15, and 10, two assists and a block. So Jokic with another big game. I think they won that game by 11 last night.
Yeah, I mean, Nuggets are great. Obviously, we talk about Jokic all the time on this show. You know, he's a guy that's been in the MVP conversation for months now. LeBron was obviously carrying the load before his injury. Embiid's been a star for the Sixers. His injury slowed him down. Although, I still think when discussing the MVP, we have to take in how the team looks without the guy on the floor. So I think Embiid's case is still pretty strong because the Sixers are a completely different animal when he's healthy and playing well. But, you know, if Jokic continues to put up these numbers all season long and stays healthy, there's absolutely no reason why he shouldn't take home the MVP this year. He's a walking triple-double from the center spot. You don't get that very often. He's, as Kevin Durant would call them, a unicorn. He's just different. And he certainly, to your point, Blewett, doesn't look the part either. He's not the most athletic-looking guy on the court as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like Cameron Krautwig from Loyola Chicago. We'll talk about him in the second hour. Another guy that's just getting it done, regardless of how he looks like. He might not be the guy whose poster you want to hang on the wall, but he's dominating. Some other big performances last night, Davis. Zion goes for 27 and 9. Brandon Ingram, 36 points last night. Evan Fournier with a 31-point performance. We're going to talk about him in a moment when it comes to the trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, he probably knows, right? He's probably out here listening to these podcasts. Yeah. He knows he's a name being dangled out there. And there are a lot of teams that could use him. I mean, the problem with Fournier, he just has always been bad in the playoffs. Every time the Magic have made the playoffs, he's been really bad. The reason you would want Fournier would be you want a shooter who can handle a little bit of secondary ball handling. You know, Fournier can put the ball on the floor. He can run a pick and roll if you really need him to. Now, you probably don't want him to, but you know, would he be better for the Nets than Timothy Luol-Cabarrot? Probably. Would he be better for the Nuggets, his old team, than Monty Morris? Probably. Would he be better for the Lakers than Kentavious Caldwell-Pope? Probably. And the Lakers, by the way, they probably want a scorer of some variety. I mean, just over their next 10 games, they probably want someone because they are getting wrecked. I mean, they got blown out last night by the Pelicans. And I mean, you know, without your two best players, it is very hard to win games, obviously.
Yeah, a couple other standouts from last night. James Harden, we've talked about, obviously. Enes Kanter had a big game last night in the loss, 19 and 19. Tobias Harris throws in 25. Julius Randle had 37. And the Knicks were doing everything they could to try to get him to 40, and he just couldn't hit a shot. But, Brett, some of those guys, teams are involved in these trade rumors. There's talk about Victor Oladipo to help out Julius Randle. But the market on Oladipo is relatively cool because he's going to get to free agency. So expectations, if I had to give you a couple of guys that you think absolutely will be moved, who are those players and where do you think they'll end up?
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to be interesting. We've seen a number of disgruntled players this year. I think the one I'm watching is Andre Drummond. He's probably going to end up getting waived, but I think Andre Drummond to the Lakers is a marriage made in heaven. I think pairing a 20 and 10 guy next to a 20 and 10 guy next to LeBron James is an unstoppable force that I would look to see facing the Nets' unstoppable force in the NBA Finals.
Okay, a few other guys then. So Oladipo's out there. Yeah, Davis just mentioned Fournier and Aaron Gordon. His name is being floated out there. Orlando doesn't really want anybody back, Davis. They're blowing this thing up. They're going to look for draft picks and kind of start it all over again. Kyle Lowry to Miami or Philly, those types of rumors are out there. And Harrison Barnes, John Collins, Malcolm Brogdon, a bunch of good names out there, but some of them have salary risks and injury risks associated with them.
Yeah, I mean, the one that seems pretty likely right now is Andre Iguodala's salary plus Tyler Herro in a pick for Kyle Lowry. Now, I think that's super short-sighted. I do not think that Miami should trade Tyler Herro away. But I mean, he probably is a little bit better for winning right now than Hero. It's close, and Miami probably feels that they can win this year. But I don't know. I mean, that one definitely makes sense for the Raptors, right? Tyler Hero would come in and be the face of their franchise, right? You have him and Fred VanVleet, and that's VanVleet, Siakam, Boucher, Hero. I mean, that is going into next year. I mean, that is a fearsome lineup in the Eastern Conference.
I think that's insane if they trade Tyler Herro, to be honest. You know, they're not guaranteed to keep this whole crew together, but Tyler Herro is one of the ones that I would keep together. We'll talk.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
A little bit of more trade deadline on the other side, and then talk about my team, the New York Yankees, and their outlook for the 2021 season. So it's Mike and Davis here on Fantasy Sports Today, on the grid Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back.
Racing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on FSP, we're going to talk about the New York Yankees here in a moment, their outlook for the 2021 season. But I want to jam in one more question. I didn't get a chance to ask you about Lonzo Ball. He sat last night, Davis. I think the presumption from everyone is that he's going to be moved. It looks like the Clippers are zeroing in on Lonzo Ball, potentially Ricky Rubio, to solve some point guard issues. But Lonzo not part of the Pelicans' future. He's on the move. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, get me Lonzo Ball on the Clippers. One, because I bought a bunch of his rookie cards recently on Star Stock, and I would like to see the price of those go up. But I think Lonzo's really good. I mean, my opinion of Lonzo has really gone up. He's working way better off the ball as a shooter in 2021, which is basically what he would need to play alongside Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. But you know, they need someone to handle the ball in fourth quarters. You know, it's too much to ask George to be, you know, the point guard to run the pick and roll. So they need someone like Lonzo.
Yeah. There are a good chunk of NBA players that when you take a step back and look at how their careers have evolved, it's fairly confusing to me, probably to them. Like Victor Oladipo is about to be on his fifth team. He's awesome. But he just keeps getting moved for being in bad situations, used as a trade piece. And Lonzo Ball, I don't think is even as talented as Victor Oladipo. But to your point, like he's improved as a player, and teams are still jettisoning him whenever they feel like they're done with him. Strange.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk Yanks. Major League Baseball, opening day next week. So we're looking at, we've gone team by team on FST throughout the last month plus. And just so happened I'm filling in for Craig today, and you're welcome him back tomorrow, but I'm filling in for Craig today when the Yankees are on the docket. So they were 33-27, second in the AL East, only to the Tampa Bay Rays, who made it all the way to the World Series. And their projected lineup, Davis, not much different than what we saw last year. They signed back DJ LeMahieu. They get Aaron Judge and Aaron Hicks, Giancarlo Stanton, Luke Voit, home run leader last year, Gleyber Torres, Gio Urshela, Gary Sanchez, and then mop it up with Clint Frazier there. Obviously, you got some guys back like Brett Gardner and others, but that lineup's not very different than what we saw at the end of last year. I don't think that's going to be the question marks for the Yankees.
No, I mean, the lineup is just full of dudes who are going to clobber the baseball, which is, you know, what we have come to know and love about the New York Yankees. If they get 600 plate appearances between Judge and Stanton, you know, 600 apiece, this team is going to be so good. And the AL East is really strong. You know, I think the Blue Jays are going to be great. The Rays are going to be good. The Red Sox should be better than they were over the last two seasons, though their pitching is still pretty suspect. And, you know, the Yankees are so good that, like, in fantasy, we want their nine-hole hitter, right? We want Gary Sanchez. We want Gio Urshela. We want Clint Frazier. And Urshela is actually pretty interesting because he is super cheap in drafts, but he has been very good for them over the last two seasons. 381 and 342 weighted on base average, 133 weighted runs created plus those 2 years combined. Doesn't steal a ton, but is going to give you a good to great batting average. And it depends on how much you buy the version of him that was in New York versus what he did in Cleveland. He was, in a weird way, he was a glove first third baseman when he was in Cleveland and then 100%. Went to New York and just started, you know, just hitting dingers. But I like Urshela. I pretty much every Yankee in fantasy baseball, I like them at their ADP, like just up and down the lineup, even the bench guys, right? Frazier, Tauchman, I think those guys are good fantasy draft picks at their ADPs.
Yeah, I'll be excited to see Clint Frazier get even more at-bats through the course of a full season. He's a guy that Yankees fans have been waiting on for years. I think he's shown a lot of signs of being a good all-around player, and I would love to see him get a chance to get as many at-bats as he could get this year. Urshela has been remarkably efficient at the plate. Look, if there's one question, it is Gary Sanchez. You can't go out there and hit 147 for a whole season. He has enormous power, and everybody knows that about him, but he's a minus glove. And there are times where when he's lost at the plate, he's as bad a hitter as is out there. But he also has the potential to hit 40 home runs. It's why the Yankees will stick with him through thick or thin.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that really is the big question with the Yankees. I mean, because then if you're replacing Judge and Stanton with Tauchman, Frazier, if Judge gets hurt, you know, Stanton gets hurt, we're talking about Brett Gardner getting in there probably. Yeah. And no one wants that at this point. No one wants to watch 38-year-old Brett Gardner out there. And maybe Tyler Wade gets some more plate appearances, but Tyler Wade is not a great player. This actually probably, you know, if Judge or Stanton gets dinged up, has to go to the 60-day DL, we will, I would imagine, see them make a trade, you know, trading with one of these teams, getting, you know, a David Peralta, someone like that, in to replace those plate appearances.
Yeah, they've dealt with a lot of their injuries over the course of the last few years. It hasn't really stopped their ability to be successful in the regular season, but it's the postseason. I mean, it's the same question it's going to be for the Yankees this year as it's been really the last 4 years, Davis, and they'll be fine in the regular season. Like you said, they clobber the baseball. They literally have built a team to pummel at every park, every pitching staff in the league, and they can do it with regularity, but it doesn't really matter to me as a Yankees fan, to anybody as a fantasy player. This next discussion regarding their pitching is whether the pitching can carry them through the playoffs. But in terms of fantasy value, Gerrit Cole, top pitcher, second pitcher off the board in most fantasy drafts, right? But how about these additions? Jameson Taillon in a trade, Corey Kluber. Yankees just sort of throwing a dart here with Kluber, but if you get good Corey Kluber, they could be really dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I really like these secondaries Yankees starting pitchers. I think Taillon could have a great season. I think Kluber could have an unreal year because basically it's just health with Kluber. Kluber has never been bad as a starter. He's been a Cy Young winner as a starter. He struggled with health, but when he's healthy, he's great. And the same thing is true of Taillon, by the way, as well. Back in 2018 for Pittsburgh, 191 innings, 3.2 ERA, basically walked no one. Gave up less than a home run per nine innings. I mean, you know, generating a ton of ground balls. He is, you know, just a fantastic pitcher. And, you know, I know the Blue Jays are really good. I know the Rays are really good. The Dodgers obviously have a great team. But I the Yankees do just seem like an overwhelming World Series favorite to me because there are no holes in their batting order. There really are no holes in their starting five starting pitchers right now. They have a great bullpen, right? Aroldis Chapman, one of the best closers, Chad Green, Darren O'Day. I mean, they have some really strong relievers. They have a couple young guys that they're calling up into their bullpen for the first time this year. I don't know when Luis Severino is going to be coming back from. He had Tommy John surgery last year on February 27th. Zach Britton is also another one of those guys. We don't know when they're going to get him back. He had to have a scope done on his elbow to clear out some of the damage in there. But I mean, they are so deep with starting pitching. I wonder also, though, if, you know, if we see Devi Garcia up this year. He is the number one prospect in the Yankees rotation, and there's not a spot for him right now because, you know, Domingo Herman's ready to go. They signed Jordan Montgomery. But yeah, I mean, I think they're just going to be so good. I mean, you can't point to a hole with the Yankees, and we think the Rays are good. We think the Blue Jays are good, but the Yankees as of right now on paper are definitely better.
Yeah. I think I'm with you here. Their win total's 95.5. And I think the Yankees are absolutely a regular season team. I think your question marks are whether or not that pitching can be good enough. The starting pitching notably can be good enough in October. Just to recap everything, I mean, they lost Masahiro Tanaka, James Paxton, and Jay Happ to free agency. Tommy Canley was non-tenders now with the Dodgers. Adam Ottavino was traded to Boston for a salary dump. Jonathan Holder was non-tendered and picked up by the Cubs, and Ben Heller was released to make room on the 40-man roster. But they brought in Kluber, Taillon, signed Darren O'Day, like Davis said, and Justin Wilson. Now, here's the issue. Oh, well, here's the positive. Among all relievers with at least 190 innings pitched since the start of the StatCast era, O'Day ranks fourth in hard hit rate and Wilson 31st. Obviously, we know that Yankee Stadium is very home run friendly, so they've got two pitchers that are trying to keep the ball in the ballpark. So I like the manner in which they tweak the bullpen, Davis. The problem on the starting side, Montgomery, Kluber, and Taillon have combined for 122 innings total over the last two seasons.
Yeah, I mean, which is why they have Devi Garcia waiting in the wings, which is why they will be eagerly anticipating the return of Luis Severino if he's able to give them any innings. But then, you know, I mean, one thing, it's just a mortal lock, you know, minus 5,000 to happen. The Yankees will trade for a starting pitcher, right? And you know, maybe the Pirates start to flame out and they trade for Steven Brault, or the Cardinals flame out and they trade for Adam Wainwright. I mean, you know, there just are a million different ways they could go. They have the money. They have the prospects. I mean, they could get any pitcher they want, basically, from a losing team, and they will do that in the course of the season. You know, when the time comes, they will trade for a starting pitcher when they need one.
Yeah, you mentioned David Garcia, Michael King, Clark Schmidt, or any of those guys. You know, there's some raw prospects there. Are those guys ready to contribute on a in a rotation? I don't know. The health will certainly be a question for the Yankees, but as far as their win total is concerned, it's a high number, Davis. I don't know if you feel comfortable betting over 95.5.
No, over. But over, yeah.
I'm with you. I think they're going to pound teams into oblivion like they did in years past. October, different question. But I think the Yankees will put up runs, probably the most runs in the major leagues this year. We'll be right back with more FST after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh. back on FSG talking baseball. My clue indeed is Maddox. So just got through with the Yankees. We like their win total over. It's a big number, but I feel like they're going to clobber teams all year long. Health is always a question with them. They've had some injury-prone players, but we do like them to outperform even slightly some expectations this year. But we're going to do a segment now we like to call Either Or, comparing some players' ADPs that are a little tight and give Davis the opportunity to decide which player he likes a little bit better. So let's go with round number one. Got Teoscar Hernandez versus Nick Castellanos here, Blue Jays outfielder. His 2020 stats were 289, 16 homers, 34 ribbies. Castellanos, 225, 14 homers, 34 ribbies. Their ADPs, 77 versus 80, respectively. So, who do you like here, Davis? I feel like Castellanos has been a fantasy hopeful for years. Seen glimpses here. What do you think?
Yeah, I do like both of these guys. You know, depending on the teams I'm building, I think there is spots for both of them. Castellanos, 14 home runs last year in only 60 games, 242 plate appearances, 27 home runs the year before, has never topped 4 stolen bases in a year, actually struck out a bunch more last year, was kind of working on his swing, you know, fighting through some slumps. A lot of guys had, you know, 2-week slumps last year that really affected their year-end numbers. Castellanos only hit 225 with all those home runs. Teoscar, huge breakout last year. 16 home runs in only 207 plate appearances, 6 stolen bases, hit 289 with a batting average on balls in play of 348. I'm going Teoscar here for a couple reasons. First is he does chip in a couple of those steals, and I think that he should be close in home runs with Castellanos. Castellanos is projected by our friend Derek Carty with the bat for 31 home runs. Teoscar projected for 35. Now, Teoscar is projected for a 244 batting average. Castellanos should be closer to 280 over the course of a full season. But I just think the upside with this Blue Jays team is just absolutely massive when you compare what's going on with the Reds. The Blue Jays' top six is George Springer, Marcus Semien, Bo Bichette, Teoscar at 4, Vlad Jr. at 5, Luis Gurriel at 6, then even guys like Kevon Biggio and Rowdy Tellez at 7 and 8. I mean, we were just talking off air. Can any team score more runs than the Yankees? I actually think the Blue Jays could score more runs. They have that great offensive environment that they're going to be playing in Dunedin, going to be playing lots of games in the AL East. I mean, I actually think that at the end of the year, Teoscar could end up being the most valuable pick in fantasy. I think he could hit 40 home runs. I think he could steal 10 bases. I think he could hit 270 with those, drive in 100, score 100. I'm very bullish on Teoscar. No shade to Castellanos, but I just really like Teoscar.
Yeah, you sort of summed up what I was going to follow up with, and you have to – the lineup consideration is what can be a difference maker here, right? You can't necessarily say that Hernandez stays locked into the 4 spot for the entire year, but the reality is if he takes advantage of any opportunities early, they're not going to remove him from there. You know, he's going to have an opportunity to drive in a million runs. So you can't say the same for Castellanos. Even if he's outperforms expectations, the fact that they're just, he won't have a supporting cast like Hernandez does, kind of makes that decision for me.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you. I'm with you there. I mean, I just think that Teoscar just seems like such a good value.
Yeah. Okay. So go over to the next one. We got another fantasy darling from a couple of years back. Ketel Marte, Diamondback second baseman. His 2020 stats, 287, 2 homers, 17 ribbies. His NFBC ADP right now at 79. Versus Jeff McNeil, obviously, all the Mets fans in the back of this broadcast pumping up Jeff McNeil at the top of the Mets lineup. He 311 last year, 4 homers, 23 ribbies. His NFBC ADP is at 86. He's locked in at second base now, we think. So what do you think here, Jeff McNeil or Ketel Marte?
You know, I gotta keep it 100. I don't really like either of these guys. I have yet to take either one of them in a fantasy draft yet this year. McNeil, I mean, he really does feel just kind of like empty calories to me. You know, he probably, I understand that he has hit above 300 in his Major League Baseball career, but his batting average on balls in play has been 342. He's got decent speed, but this is not D. Gordon. This is not Jared Dyson level speed to the point where you think that will extend forever. All of the projection systems have him closer to being a 290 hitter. The bat, steamer, Ariel Cohen's projections, they all have him closer to like 280, 290. Have him with a little bit of speed, a little bit of pop. But then the same thing really is true with Marte. They have him about 280, about 20 home runs, about 10 steals. The season that really feeds into Marte's ADP is 2019, where he hit 32 home runs, scored 97 runs, drove in 92 runs, and then had 10 stolen bases. What I like about Marte is that he doesn't strike out at all. And that just tends to be good for batting average. That tends to be good for RBIs. You know, if you're putting the ball in play, you are going to generate more positive things for fantasy baseball. Giving a slight edge here to Ketel Marte, but I don't really like either one of these guys and do not think that they are. I just think they're being overdrafted. And I prefer around where they're going, I prefer the outfield options.
Wouldn't you say that both of these guys are good players, bad fantasy kind of players, right? Like if you're rooting for the Mets, you love Jed McNeil. But
yeah, McNeil very good with the glove.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's accurate. I mean, they're fine real life players and they'll be good for fantasy too, because both of these guys, you know, 290 batting averages are getting scarcer and scarcer around Major League Baseball. And average does remain a category. They're both going to hit for a decent average. But I think that the home run and steal upside on both of them is overstated. And I think they end up specifically in home runs below league average.
Yeah, I just think they're not that exciting. But when you're filling out a fantasy baseball roster, you're not going to love every single guy. You'll end up talking yourself to everybody, into everybody that you draft. But I think you just need a couple of guys like this along the way. I'll go with Jeff McNeil. I got too many Mets fans friends that would give me crap that if I pick Marte. So I'll go with McNeil on this one. Let's go to the next one. We got Ryan McMahon, Rockies third baseman. His 2020 stats were 215, 9 homers, 26 ribbies. His NFBC ADP is 225. On the flip side, Brian Anderson, Marlins third baseman. His 2020 stats, 255, 11 homers, 38 ribbies. NFBC ADP of 234. So, again, right around the same range. Which guy do you like here?
I definitely am going with Ryan McMahon here. And I mean, you know, no disrespect to Brian Anderson, but McMahon is going to be an everyday player in Coors. You know, they're going to play him at third base some. They're going to play him at first base some, you know, depending on if they're going against left-handed or right-handed pitching. McMahon's only full season of full plate appearances was in 2019, 141 games, 539 plate appearances. He hit 24 home runs, had 5 stolen bases. Even though they were playing in Coors, he did strike out 29% of the time, but generated a 250 batting average. He was pretty bad last year in 193 plate appearances, 215 batting average, 9 home runs, no steals. But, I mean, just give me the guy who's playing every single day in Coors, and I will just always take the guy. And it's not that Anderson is bad. He actually hit 11 home runs last year with the 255 batting average, but he's not really going to add any steals. He similarly struggles with the strikeouts the same way that McMahon is going to. But just the upside with McMahon is so much better, because he just is going to get so many free hits, so many free RBIs, so many free runs scored, so many free home runs that he wouldn't get if he was playing, right? I mean, Brian Anderson plays in a huge pitcher stadium. The Marlins ballpark is a huge pitcher's park, whereas Coors is the most friendly environment to hit in all of baseball.
Yeah, I can't argue with any of that. What I would posit back to you is that, how are you approaching, and I'm sure you've talked about this a number of times, we just haven't discussed it specifically on air. How are you approaching guys that slumped last year? That was it an indication of their inability to get it done over the course of the season? But like you said, guys went through slumps last year. If you had a 2 or 3 week slump last year, it killed your whole season. That was almost half the season, especially with COVID pauses for some teams and everything else, double headers piled in all over the place. So there was just a normal reduction of batting plate appearances per game with the seven inning double headers and everything else. So how are you trying to take that into account this preseason when you have guys that, you know what, he went through a 3-week slump and that's why he hit 215, for example?
I mean, by and large, I am just kind of throwing a lot of 2020 stuff out. I'm taking stuff here and there, pitchers who developed a new pitch, guys who developed a new launch angle. You know, Joey Votto worked on his launch angle. We're projecting him for more home runs in 2021 than we did in 2019, for example. You know, and if guys hit like 190 and were in a slump for like 60 games, you wait that. But then, you know, we had guys like Pete Alonso say, my swing was all out of whack. I had no idea what I was doing at the plate, and I was really pressing. I was really trying to figure it out because I knew I only had 60 games to figure it out. We were playing doubleheaders. We were playing 2 7-inning games in one day. We were, you know, we were trying to figure all this stuff out, and it just was impossible as the clock was turning to improve. So by and large, I think that paying too close of attention to the 2020 results is probably a mistake. You know, an example of that, Austin Meadows, if you include the postseason last year, hit like 169, but he was dealing with an oblique injury. He had COVID to begin the year. So a lot of those guys who had, you know, specifically guys who had COVID, Yoan Moncada was one of them for the White Sox, who said, like, I couldn't work out. I couldn't lift. I couldn't run. I couldn't do my conditioning because I felt terrible. And I really want to try and weight that stuff. But yeah, I mean, guys who slumped, who I think are good from before that, or even better, prospects who got their first action in 2020 and were bad, like Joe Adell for the Los Angeles Angels. I'm just like, well, who cares? You know, who cares? Like, I don't care at all. So I'm more on the side of like kind of buying the dip on those guys who performed poorly in 2020.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about it before on air. I think you should do it as an exercise in every single year in every single sport that you're playing fantasy in. You have to go back to the preseason rankings of the previous year just to see what the thought processes were on certain players as they entered into the season. And particularly for last year, we had some expectations of players in 2020 that couldn't be met due to circumstances. So go back and look at your 2020 preseason priors. And as much as we try to make sure that we throw some of those away, Davis, you need to make sure that you're paying attention to how you felt about players going into last year, because that year that didn't happen for them in 2020 might be on the table for them in 2021.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think going back and checking your 2019 priors is actually a great place to start researching for 2021. I agree with you 100%, Blewett.
Yeah. Okay. So Davis and I will come back. We'll close out hour number one. We'll take a look at an NBA game on tonight's slate, pretty large slate tonight, 11 games. In hour number two, we'll be talking college basketball as well. But he and I will be right back on Fantasy Sports Today, talking Nuggets after this.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, cool time, hour number one on FST. Mike Luda, Davis Maddox. So let's get a little bit of a jump start. We got a big NBA slate tonight, Davis. So let's take a look at one game. We got the Nuggets at the Raptors. The Raptors are 2.5 point dogs at home, plus 118 on the money line. The total is, it says 224 on our graphic, but it's dropped to 223.5. We've got trade rumors involving both teams, the Nuggets looking to acquire, the Raptors potentially getting rid of Kyle Lowry. What do you think here?
Yeah, I mean, all due respect to Fred VanVleet and the Toronto Raptors, but I'm not betting against Jokic right now. I mean, Jokic, he had this move last night, holding the ball above his head, slams the ball on the floor to distract his defender, immediately catches it and launches it just instantaneous. I mean, the things that Jokic does, like, this is what happens when you learn basketball without a conventional head coach. I mean, Jokic is like Picasso out there. He's doing things we've never seen before in basketball. He right now is my favorite player in the NBA. The Raptors are going to have their hands full, you know, sticking Aaron Baines and Pascal Siakam and Boucher on him. I mean, I just think Jokic is too good right now, not betting against him. And I also like the over here as well, because the Nuggets have just been boat racing teams. I think they got to 120 last night. I mean, just demolishing some of these teams.
The Nuggets were one of those teams that, coming off the All-Star break, Davis, that I was really looking to back, because you and I talked about it. They were in the bubble for a long time. They didn't have a long offseason, and they came out of the gate at the beginning of the season pretty haphazardly, dumping games that they shouldn't have, and it was a little uneven. And now you can see they have their legs under him. They have the MVP candidate, the leading MVP candidate on the team, assuming long-term injuries to LeBron and Embiid. Looking a lot better than they have before the break.
Yeah, looking a lot better. And Jokic for MVP. I hope you guys have your tickets in, because he's winning MVP.
Yeah, he's minus 110 right now. It's never too late, but I mean, you're late, but it's never too late. So we're going to come back. Hour number two, Davis and I will talk more NBA. We'll get into college hoops and NFL after this on the grid.
Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.